Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about Transmania. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, this video is going to be about trannies, not about niggers. Even though I noticed that white people, they don't want to be racist. Yeah, what happened to your chesticles, white boys? Just say the word nigger. Nigger. Not nigga. What the fuck are you? Are you a fucking homeboy or some shit? No, it's the ER. The only reason nigger was created was because back in the day, white boys couldn't say the word negro. Yeah, that's what nigger is. It's black in Spanish, but you guys can't roll your R, so that's why the negro turned into nigger. Oh, yes, but we're not talking about niggers. This one, we're talking about tranny troubles. So without further ado, let's bring some clips. Oh, hello, kitty. Look at this fucking freak show. Would you rather be a tranny or a nigger? Tough call. Oh, well, let's see what this fucking Down syndrome boy or girl is gonna do. Let's find out. Hey, Mark, at least you have some nice ass legs. Blessed, brother, blessed. Let's continue. Yes, look at this fucking weirdo. You think this fucking freak looks beautiful? Is this thing sexy? Will you want to kiss this creature in the mouth? Yeah, will you fuck it? Well, it's all for you, bro. Enjoy! Yes, are you gonna trust a fake woman to keep her promises? The real ones can't keep their promises, so you think a tranny will? I don't know. You could always find out. Have fun, buddies. You never know if you don't try, right? But don't worry, friends. Have more clips of fucking tranny troubles. Enjoy!
Alright, this is my first pair, and these are from Hello Kitty.
Gee, that's kind of funny. Two trannies into Hello Kitty. You know what's funny? My brother, the one next in line from me, the second oldest. I'm the oldest, okay? So yeah. Anyways, yeah, his wife also is into Hello Kitty. And to me, she's a fucking fat bitch. She looks like a dude. Yeah, my mom called her Donatello because she has no ass and she looks like she's having a turtle shell on her back. Thanks, Mom. You're very colorful. Anyways, let's continue.
Really adorable. They got a big kitty on the side. And they fit really nice. Now, a lot of these are really low rise, and some of these are pretty small.
Remember, friends, this is a grown-ass man. Yes, an adult with a penis. Yeah, and this motherfucker is wearing clothing made for prepubescent girls. Yes, this guy's so weak and dainty, so small frame that fucking clothes of a fucking young fucking prepubescent girl will fit him. Enjoy!
So these are size 10, and these aren't size 10 in grown-up sizes, so these are really small, but I have a really small frame.
Yes, friends, who you rather be with? Do you want to be with a fucking person made out of flesh and blood? Someone that could hold you, kiss you, and do all that, but comes with a penis? Or you rather have a sex doll? Something that doesn't move, but is fucking looks and feels and tastes like a woman? Yeah, the only downside, it doesn't move. Well, maybe it's a good thing because organic females, they do some stupid shit. And in the fake, organic females, they do some dumb shit too. So, I don't know, man. I think we live in fucked up times, don't you think? Yes, now you know we have to go to fucking civil war. Not only because the government's fucking us, but fucking societal norms are all fucked. Yes, this is not acceptable, but people think this is what you're supposed to do. No, motherfuckers. That's why you're gonna get a rude awakening. Hopefully the end of this year or next year. I don't know, but hopefully it's fucking glorious so I can laugh at you motherfuckers for fucking everything up. But anyways, let's continue.
And I really like to wear, really comfortable.
What the fuck? Damn, you fucking suck. You have no fucking ass. Yeah, if you're gonna show up some fucking underwear, at least have some fucking nice ass and legs and shit, but you look like fucking olive oil. Yeah, look at this motherfucker. No fucking ass. And the end of his fucking spine is a fucking asshole. Yes, fun times indeed. But let's continue.
Like that, especially if you're concerned about tucking, if you're wearing something like really sheer. And, you know, I don't like to tuck or anything.
That is so fucking stupid. How the hell do you tuck? Don't you put it between your legs and you have to put it inside your ass crack? So does it mean, like, the depending on how big your dick is, that your tip of the dick might touch your fucking butthole? Oh, yeah. I think trannies are also gay, too, so I don't think they mind that kind of shit, right? Right? Whatever. Let's continue.
Something like that. So having something just a little bit tighter than you should feels really good.
I doubt it, that motherfucker's buckle's tight. Yeah, the stupid shit that people do. Yeah, you fucking put up with this shit, then why not, huh? Everybody's fucking cucked. They all cutting their dicks off, doing dumbass shit. So fucking stupid. Trannies are retarded, but we also got females that do tranny shit too. Here's another clip of a chick that turned himself into a dude. Enjoy. Oh yeah, look at the arms on this fucking white tranny. Yes, do they look big and strong? Yeah, I'm sure this motherfucker could fucking bench press fucking 400 pounds easy, huh? Oh shit, the delusions that fucking motherfuckers have, right? Anyways, let's continue.
She loves my arms. My arms were probably my least liked characteristic.
Yes, friends, look at this fat lump of shit just sitting in that fucking bar stool. Just fucking saying, oh, my arms, blah, blah, blah. And you sound like a fucking female. You both of you are fucking delusional. Yeah, I wonder what you're gonna do when you actually have to get in a fight to protect that fucking nigger chick. Yeah, I doubt if someone's gonna fight fucking you for that fucking creature, but you never know. People are fucking thirsty, so it is what it is. So let's continue.
It's very, like, aligned with femininity, and people in church would always talk about the women with, like, the...
Gee, I don't know why they let fucking creatures like you in fucking church. Yeah, fucking in church they discriminate people. Yeah, not everybody could go to fucking heaven. Yeah, imagine fucking all these thugs and shit going to criminals fucking go to fucking heaven. Oh yeah, I forgot, if you repent you could be a child molesting fucking murderer that eats fucking kids and whatever, and you'll still go to heaven. Yes, you could thank the contributions of Jews. Anyways, let's continue.
The chicken wings, that's the language people use. They are strong. They're also sexy.
This black bitch is fucking stupid. She thinks this fucking tranny is fucking big and strong, could protect her against all kinds of shit. Yeah, do you choose the bear or the man? That's not even a man or a bear. What the fuck is that shit? I don't know. Is it Down syndrome? That's what I think, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback, so I don't know. Let's continue.
They hold me really tight. They have a lot of tattoos on them. They get stronger. They're getting even stronger on TV.
This is so fucking stupid. All the shit that these stupid ass bitches are doing just to get a fucking fraction, just to mimic a fraction of our fucking male power. All the shit these stupid women do. Yes, fucking Sheila, you're not fucking a man. You gotta stop acting like a fucking man. Yeah, you removed your tits, now you're fucking stupid. You're fat, fucking mutilated. Yes, when the fucking world falls apart, what are you gonna do? Yes, you can't just fucking grow your hair long and fucking do your thing. Well, that's gonna be fucking interesting. I hope you eat shit and die, but what the hell do I know? I never get what I want, so let's continue. You're stupid, bitch. This shit ain't fucking real. You think a fucking typical human male will have something this fucking large and long? You're fucking stupid. You bitches need to stop acting like fucking stupid, self-entitled women. I mean, children. You are women, yeah, but you know what I mean. These stupid women think they could do whatever the fuck they want. No, this bitch ain't fucking you the way that you're supposed to get fucked, you fat fucking cow, you dumb bitch. But whatever. This is the delusions that fucking people have. Not just women, but everybody. And what are you gonna do? Level up, friends. Just saying.
The arms a lot. The fact that my least liked feature is the one she loves the most. You know, it's just beautiful.
What a fucking stupid bitch. But here's another dumb bitch that mutilated herself, and she's happy. Until you find out you fucked up. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm Ash J. I'm documenting my top surgery recovery. I am now 2 weeks post-op, and this is what my chest looks like.
Yes, look at this fucking tranny she-bitch, or whatever you want to call this fucking creature. Yeah, this fucker destroyed his fucking chest, and now fucking has a regular chest. But a big fucking beer belly and you're fucking hairy as fuck. This motherfucker looks like Drew Carey, doesn't he? Or she? It? Whatever? Yeah, why the fuck do you look like Drew Carey? Or a fat Austin Powers? I don't know, man. It's so fucking stupid. But this motherfucker thinks this is fucking awesome. Well, hopefully you never fucking think another way, because you might kill yourself if you figure out that you fucked up. Just saying, but let's continue.
Like, I am so happy with it. I love it so, so much. I am still incredibly sore.
That's so fucking retarded. Like, supposedly Angelina Jolie removed her fucking tits. Yeah, what's it called? A double mastectomy? Yeah, because in her family, fucking, they have breast cancer. Yeah, and she has some nice big titties just to get them removed. Well, I don't know if I would do that shit if I was a chick. That's like cutting your nuts off, but, you know, people do some dumbass shit. But, you know, this is a cosmetic thing. It wasn't because of life, you know, because you had breast cancer or some shit. This motherfucker did it because fucking feelings. But whatever. Enjoy.
I genuinely think I'm the most sore at the moment that I have been this entire recovery process so far. Getting the dressings off hurt. It hurt a lot. I have a super, super hairy back.
Oh shit, look at this hairy son of a bitch. And you had tape wrapped all over your body? Oh shit, I bet you squealed like a pig, didn't ya? Enjoy!
And I didn't shave it, so the dressings were stuck like here. And yeah, getting that ripped off was not ideal, but I am healing really, really well. The swelling has gone down a lot on this side.
Fucking A, the shit that people do when they follow their delusions. Yeah, and when this motherfucker realizes that they fucked up, holy shit. Why do you think they have like a fucking high suicide rate? It's like, what, 75%? Let me check. Give me a moment. Well, I looked it up in the Brave browser and it says 42% from 2022. I think this is kind of underreported, but who cares, right? The point is that trannies are killing themselves. So fuck them, right? Good riddance to bad trash, but what do I know? I'm just a stupid webpack. Remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is my own delusions, so don't be paying attention to some dumb webpack like me. I'm retarded, apparently, but let's continue.
Out of my chest, there is still a lot of swelling on this side, which means I still have to wear my chest binder at night, but that is coming down nicely. The scars are healing really well. It looks incredible. I genuinely can't...
This is so fucking stupid. People, when are you guys gonna stop fucking putting up with this shit? What's wrong with you people? Find your testicles or get them surgically attached or something. But I guess it doesn't work, but you people are fucking retarded. We're gonna keep going worse and worse until you fucking stop it. But when are you gonna stop it? I wonder. I guess the world may never know. Doesn't matter. Let's continue.
Stop just like looking at myself in the mirror. I'm going to be doing these updates every single week at the start of the week to show you what this recovery process looks like. If you have any questions about it, let me know in the comments and have a wonderful day. Bye.
I'm just sick and tired of everybody's fucking lies and they think you're fucking stupid that you fall for it. But guess what? They're fucking right. Most people are fucking stupid until they fucking find out in the end that they fucked up. And that's when you get fucking angry and you unleash the fucking inner barbarian, you fucking burn them all. But yes, that's gonna be fucking far in the future. We're not there yet. Yes, we're gonna find their nuts in the future. But right now, we're getting them fucking removed because people are fucking weak as little cunts. Yes, don't be falling for people's fucking propaganda and bullshit. That's why the world is fucking crap. But don't worry, this is something that we have to deal with. But yeah. Don't worry, you're gonna fucking find your power sooner or later. Why do you think I'm a fucking dark lich? Yes, I died before. Now I came back to serve one single purpose, to fuck shit up. Am I fucking shit up yet? I don't know, friends, but you need to level up too, because if you don't, you're gonna die too. And you wanna die? How can you pass on your genes if you're dead? Yeah, do you want to ensure the fucking gay future? Then eat shit and die, but if you don't, you need to work. Let's work to make this future awesome. And I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye, friends.
I got here as fast as I could. What's going on?
There's been some sort of breach in the underworld. And the worst of the worst are slipping through the cracks.
Is it Frieza? Cell?
Even worse, him.
Who's that guy?
Come on, really?
He's the worst of the worst, Dad. One of the greatest evils in all of human history.
Oh, man. He sounds pretty strong. I want to fight him!
Goku, we gotta kill this guy.
What? Why?
That one man is responsible for a genocide that wiped out millions of innocent people all in the name of total world domination.
I wanted to fight
now
him!
Now is the time to brawl! He needs to be put down!
Listen to Mr. Piccolo! He's pure evil!
And?
Yeah!
Goku!
What? Sorry, it's just, is it really anything new? Piccolo and Vegeta used to be all about that, right?
Yeah, one time, sure, but that was ages ago.
And Vegeta's committed like a billion genocides. Like, he's wiped out entire species off the map, going one planet to the next. He wants to wipe out half of Namek alone.
Not bad.
Look, all I'm saying is...
Don't say
all
it!
All I'm saying is, all things considered, is it really that different?
Yeah, it's very different.
There are levels in this, Goku!
But Vegeta killed way more people than him. Like, in power level alone, he'd be like 10 Hitlers.
Yeah!
Holy shit!
And now he's got a wife and kid, and we're just kind of cool with him now.
Don't be preposterous, Kakarot. I'm at least 30 Hitlers.
Stop Hitler scaling.
Goku, we had an entire world war just to stop this guy, all right? He's not just someone you can hit a few times and call it even. He stands against everything you and me stand for.
Really? Wow. What side were we on?
Huh?
In the war. I mean, we're kind of Japan, maybe sort of, right? Where did we stand during that?
We should move on from
also,
this.
Also, wasn't Bulma's family responsible for a lot of military tech back then? Wonder where that all went towards.
Oh, God.
That's the woman I married.
Dad!
Vegeta and I might have at one time been considered evil, but we've changed, in large part thanks to you! That man has not!
Oh, okay. So if I fight him, maybe we could turn him into one of the good guys.
No!
Come on, it'll be like Vegeta! He could be a Z-Warrior like us!
No, Goku, we are not adding Hitler to the group!
You know, when I was sent to Earth as a baby, I was supposed to take over the planet and stuff, but then I hit my head and became all nice. Maybe he's like that. Just one good knock to the noggin will set him right.
Dad, he's pure evil, okay?
So was Vegeta and Piccolo. Hell, we fought side by side with Frieza for a bit, and he's like 100 Hitlers.
What kind of math is this?
Yeah, really, it's kind of gross.
How would I be 10? Is this really the hill you want to die on? You're just mad that you're only half a Hitler.
I'm serious. Using your guy's logic, if we're cool with Vegeta and the rest, is befriending this guy really all that crazy?
Piccolo, say something!
Go on, I have no fucking idea how to argue that.
I think I hate you, Goku. Like, really, I don't like you anymore.
Goku, we don't have time to argue about this. People's lives are at stake. We've got to stop them!
Okay, you're right. No time for hypotheticals. Let's get
him! Yes!
Thank you, Goku!
And then when that's over...
No!
Hear me out. We kill him, and then after that, we wish him back, but reincarnated as, like, a small Indonesian child.
What the
damn
fuck
it.
Are you even talking
what?
About?
What? It worked for Oob!
Dad, no! We are not wishing back Adolf Hitler to life just so you can fight him and then try to befriend him! Not everyone is redeemable!
But he wouldn't be Hitler. He'd be relative. He'd be a totally new, unrelated person with a clean slate.
But he'd still have Hitler powers.
Exactly.
But we can't. That'd be wrong. Right? Like, even if it's not him.
Technically, it would be someone completely different.
Goku, you're going to hell when you die.
Well, I think that's settled. All right, Hitler, let's see just how strong you really are.
Hitler's got hands.
Who would have thought?